Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Ah, the budget blues. Buyers sing this tune a lot at the first sign of trouble. And it's tempting to try to make it work, especially when we have a good relationship with the buyer. That said, this is a very fraught situation. Sometimes working with a limited scope due to budgets can backfire. Here are two standards I use to decide if I'm going to present different low-cost options or just walk away. First up, I check out the client's willingness to compromise. When someone is transparent enough to be honest with me about their budget, I feel that they are owed the truth. I tell them what I can do for their limited resources, both what they're going to get and what they're not going to get unless they invest more. I give them the pros and the cons. Their reaction to this news tells me if folks are just trying to negotiate or if they see progress as good enough. If they are so fearful about not getting all that they need, then even the low-cost options are not going to work. Second, I walk away if I think buyers will not be happy with the results. Now, most folks understand that they will get less if they pay less. But the real question is, how are they going to feel about it afterwards? In my experience, some folks will think, sure, I can settle for less. But when our work is done, the story changes to, well, I spent blah, 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 which was a lot of money at the time, and didn't get what I needed. To us, those stories can feel unfair, especially when we explain the scope before the agreement. So what I do is to make sure the client can make enough progress that the reduced investment feels fair to them. If not, I run away like my house is on fire because nobody is going to win here. Now let's face it, a lot of budgets out there are built around fear. And while great motivational sales conversations can address this, we don't want to create situations where we did extra work and the client still isn't happy. Sussing this out beforehand can save a lot of drama later. Let's take the time to really assess the situation before we present low-cost solutions. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.